Well, Keaton, the perfect way to get back in the black. You now have a point on the board in the One Day Cup.
Exactly, yeah. Just as we're walking off the boys all seeing, we've got 1 point now. So, look, really chuffed we got the win today against a high-quality side and against a high-quality attack.
You got off to the perfect start, record partnership for Durham against Warwickshire for an opening stand with you and Steve Cook.
Yeah, brilliant. Cookie played fantastically well today. He took the pressure off me at a lot of stages. The way he struck the ball really early, his movements looked clean and they looked really superb. So I think that's hopefully a sign of things to come. And hopefully we can continue to do that over the next week and a half or 2 weeks.
Put 124 on, I think, for the first wicket, 123 on for the second wicket. Michael Richardson continuing on from where he left off the other day as well.
Yeah, 100%. Richo played beautifully again, really knocked it around, really got the scoreboard ticking over, which is sensational. So two really good knocks from Richo. And again, Cookie played beautifully earlier. He was really fluent, which was really good to stand in the best seat of the house and watch him go about his business.
Your first century for Durham in a one-day game. I work out from the start of last season to this. That's now 11 centuries in different formats for you.
yeah, thank you. look, it's one of those I've just got to try and keep scoring runs. I'm really enjoying my cricket at the moment, and I hope I can continue to put in performances that can put us in winning positions.
You were put in first after a very wet morning, so thoughts maybe that it's going to be tricky conditions. Your score of 313 was Durham's highest score against Warwickshire in a one-day game, and that was in 39 overs. I mean, I wonder what would have happened if maybe you'd been able to go on and bat a little bit longer.
Yeah, look, 100%. We thought we were slightly above par with the score that we had, but we still knew. I mean, you got guys like Bally, Trotty, Hayne. I mean, Hayne was top scorer in the One Day Cup last year. So, I mean, you got some really high quality cricketers within their change room that can win them games. So, it wasn't a case of us backing off. We really needed to make sure we were kind of really sharp going into all 39 overs.
There's a bit of a gamble as to whether to play Cameron Steele or not. You went for the extra bowler. It's worked for you today. But James Weil, talk us through his performance. It was his first time he's actually been able to bowl for Durham in a one-day game. 5 for 57.
Yeah, 100%. Look, Weil was absolutely sensational. He's put in some really good performances for the twos over the last kind of year and a bit. So really good to see him do it in his first kind of outing. I think that's, what, 2 fifers in a row for the guy in at Edgbaston. So, look, really happy for him. He's put in a really good match-winning performance today, and hopefully it can continue.
Next up is Yorkshire away on Wednesday at Headingley. I'm going to be darting home after this one tonight. The players staying down here and then gradually making their way up to Headingley?
Yeah, thankfully we're staying down tonight, so we've got a little bit of time to kind of put our feet up over the next 24 hours, which is kind of few and far between. So yeah, look, I think the guys will be in and around some sort of gym or recovery session tomorrow morning, and then we're off to Headingley tomorrow afternoon, I would imagine.
Yeah, and Yorkshire have got a victory over Lancashire today as well, so they're going at it hammer and tongs at the start of this campaign as well.
Yeah, 100%. Look, you've got, what, I think it's 5 or 6 kind of the current England squad there. They're a brilliant side, and a brilliant side to play against. They're the highest of quality, and those are the guys you want to score runs and take wickets against.
Likely to be any changes, do you think, between this game and that game, judging different conditions at Headingley?
Look, I'll try to go on the principle of we pick the right side that we feel is the best on that day to combat the opposition and the conditions. So if that means we need to make changes, we'll make changes. If not, we won't, and we'll stick with the same 11 that have provided us with a really good win today.